In other words, first of all, we try, as we said lately, as we've been saying recently, that we want to be above reason, meaning I know what I want, how I see life, how I look at the world, and then I dress in what the Creator, as we learned, thinks and sees, the degree of being, the degree of faith, and I try to relate to everything in this way through Bina. And when I see the gap between what I was like before I clothed in Bina and after I clothed in Bina, that's the difference between me and the Creator, between within reason and faith above reason. So as Rabbi says here, I have to criticize. Can I have the right relation to reality? Only above reason? Only as I imagine the Creator as being? Or can I already have this relation, this degree, truly be in me and determine my approach to reality constantly? Meaning what I attained above reason, the outlook on the world, the way the Creator sees it, that this will become my view. And then I once again picture what above reason could be like. And then again I try to make it my view. And that way I rise from below reason to above reason, from my degree to the degree of the Creator. And each time I try to do this. Along the way, of course, I see that I can't. And then I ask the Creator, and my prayer should yield the reaction, the answer, that what I imagined as being, as looking at the world with faith above reason, now I begin to see that after I ask, try, it truly becomes my view. So that's how I rise from state to state. These states are still only in my internal perception, not in the actual reality where I replace one world with another, the corporeal world with the spiritual world. But we gradually approach it and we try. And after a few such exercises, when we don't quit, but each moment we want to be in these jumps from within reason to above reason, when we do this, we are rewarded with the Creator letting us in to the degree of above reason, and it becomes my reason, my view. So each time I make an effort to rise from my reason to above reason, to see the world through the eyes of the Creator, the way I can imagine it, from reception to bestowal. And I ask the Creator to help me and design me in the degree of above reason. And that's how we rise. Let's read it again.
Again, 73 by Rabash. Once man has come to feel the importance of spirituality, which is called, one should always establish the praise of the Creator, then is the time when he must shift to the left line. When he must criticize how he truly feels within reason the importance of the King. if he is truly willing to work only for the sake of the Creator. And when he sees within reason that he is bare and destitute, that state when he sees the importance of spirituality, but only above reason, that calculation can create in him deficiency and pain for being in utter lowliness. Then he can make a heartfelt prayer for what he lacks.
For the Creator to truly elevate him to the degree of above reason, and from there he will determine his... relation to life, approach to life. And in this way, when he accepts, receives this degree, he will, from it onward, he'll begin to think, what else is there in above reason? Because that's already became his reason, his view. So that's how he rises each time, from reason to above reason. And that above reason, when it becomes his reason, he rises further above reason. He criticizes, he's not ashamed, he prays. And that's our way. Please ask. This is the work we should do every day, every single moment. And it's okay if a person sees that all of a sudden he didn't scrutinize, he didn't criticize yesterday, and he forgot about it for half a day. He can always complete it today. Compliment it today, and that's how he constantly advances. Please. We see no questions. Okay, I will read it again. Oh, there are a few? Okay, I'll read it again. Item 73. Once man has come to feel the importance of spirituality, when does he come to it? When he asks the Creator to see the importance in the eyes of the Creator, through the eyes of the Creator, the importance of spirituality in the eyes of the Creator, how good it is to be in bestowal, how good it is to be in giving, in connection. When I imagine, when I depict to myself how the spiritual state, the spiritual world, the spiritual approach is sublime and special. This is called, one should always establish the praise of the Creator, meaning how the Creator's nature, relation, the Creator himself is great. Then is the time when he must shift to the left line. What is the left line? Meaning he must criticize how he truly feels within reason the importance of the King. Not that he sees everything through the eyes of the Creator, how it is in his eyes, but the way it is in his own eyes. If he is truly willing to work only for the sake of the Creator, only in bestowal, when he sees that within reason that he is bare and destitute, he can't. It's not his degree. He can depict to himself for some time what it means to be in bestowal, connection, love, in the qualities of Bina. But it's not really his. It is only some sort of a fantasy. In that state, he sees that he is bare and destitute, that it's not his. That state, when he sees the importance of spirituality, but only above reason, so he can imagine it. It's like this is the degree of the Creator. And I can somehow imagine it being so. That calculation can create in him deficiency and pain, because it's not mine. When I picture that state of connection, love, bestowal, it's not mine. And if I picture it, I feel myself even more lacking for being in utter lowliness. He is in pain for being in utter lowliness. So that criticism, the gap between the 2 degrees, mine and the Creator's, creates in me deficiency in pain. Then he can make a heartfelt prayer. So precisely when he feels the gap between my state and what I should be like in above reason. From that, I feel pain, and that gives me the ability to pray. Here, we mustn't remain in the sorrow, but turn it into that feeling of sorrow, turn it into a prayer. And that prayer is very effective. The Creator answers quickly such a request from a person. When a person wants to be in the degree of bestowal, the degree of Bina, the degree of the Creator, when he asks for this, if he made efforts and calculated and came.
Good morning, Rav. It looks like they say in the article that one must shift, let's say, to the left line, as if one must ask for the left line. We always learned that the Creator gave us the left line and that we should not ask for it. How must I interpret this this article?
Both are true. If I am already on the right, if I already imagine how I should see the world through the force of bestowal in the eyes of the Creator, in faith above reason, if I picture it this way, then I criticize. Is this in me above reason? Meaning, am I already fantasizing this? What it means to be in bestowal and connection and love, how to see spirituality, if I were in it. So I see the gap between me and spirituality. And that gap is good, because I, out of this difference, out of this gap between what I want and what I have is what I have now within my reason. And what I want is a degree of bestowal of Bina I would like to be in. So out of those 2 degrees where I have the gap between them, out of that I can activate a prayer, a request to the Creator, help me to truly rise in my qualities to the degree of faith above reason, the degree of bestowal above reception. Do this for me. And because I ask to be close to the Creator, to be similar to Him, to achieve some level of dvikut, adhesion with Him, to be in bestowal, then of course this request, if it comes in me out of pain, out of feeling the deficiency of feeling where I am and where I'd like to be, that deficiency works as man. And then I impel the upper degree, the Creator, to bring down mud to me, the power of correction, and then I acquire that higher degree that was in me as faith above reason. Now I acquire it as reason, as my reason, my view. And I stand on it. I understand and feel within reason. So now, within reason, what is spirituality? So, every person who goes with faith above reason acquires a bigger and higher reason, and that way ascends from above reason to within reason, from above reason to within reason. He turns what was above reason for him into his reason, and then he rises to a higher degree, which is above his reason. And that's how we ascend, how we climb. This is actually the only spiritual action we need to learn. This is how it goes in clicks. You climb each time to a higher level. In other words, I am in my state, I see this world, I imagine what it must be like to be on the spiritual level, in bestowal, in connection, in dvikut, in all the states that we can imagine as spirituality. I try as much as possible to adapt myself, adjust myself to it. And then I ask the Creator to elevate me to that quality of bestowal, quality of bina. And if He grants me this, and He does it with my real deficiency, then I rise to that higher degree. And then instead of imagining what it means to be in bestowal, in spirituality, in love, in connection, I'm already in it to some extent. And then I can, well, of course, I thank the Creator instead of the litany, the prayer of request. I give Him thanks, I give Him the prayer of gratitude. I thank Him for doing this miracle for me, to elevating me to the first spiritual degree. And then once again, I imagine what it must be to be in a higher level, to see through the eyes of the Creator reality. And again, I see the gap between my degree and that degree, between reason and above reason. And again, I ask the Creator to elevate me, because I want to be in this. And this is how we work. Try it. We'll have more words between us. And we will perform actions. This is called
Buongiorno Rav. Questo lavoro stupendo che ci stai dicendo adesso, come farlo all'interno della decina? Come ne parli sembra un lavoro individuale, no? Come farlo nella decina? Grazie.
This wonderful spiritual work seems like individual work. How do we do it inside the ten? Rav, it's not individual work. It is individual, but I do it from within the ten. Because I speak about connection, love, dvikut among the friends, and that together we are adhered and with the Creator. We've come to a state where we're all together, and you can't really distinguish us, tell us apart. That's the state we want to come to, where we lose ourselves and feel, instead of me, I feel the group. And that's how we come to a state where we feel the whole Kli of Adam HaRishon as one. That's our whole correction, to come from a state where the whole Kli of Adam HaRishon, from the souls, from the broken souls, that connected together. This is how we should picture ourselves each time. So, when I feel myself alone, it's correct. But where do I aspire to be connected with the whole ten in one Kli? So spirituality is increasing connection. There's nothing else. Increasing connection among us through the upper force.
Dear Rav, let's say that a person can rise to a connection with the friends. How to start looking for that deficiency correctly? How to look for it in that state?
Once I come to a state where I picture spirituality compared to my state, what I should have. Everyone is in bestowal, everyone is in love, everyone is in connection. Everyone is in a beautiful, uniform way. After that, I kind of established in front of me, in my fantasy, as if it's like that. But when I picture it, I feel myself as being in the quality of bestowal, as being in the quality of love. And then I return to myself and I see that I am totally unrelated to this, out of this. But I already have 2 degrees and the gap between them. Then, out of the gap between them, I can raise a prayer and ask the Creator to elevate me from the degree of my reason to the degree of above reason. Correct me by this. And then I begin to feel that He really does it. Try and practice it. And you'll see that He elevates us from the degree of within reason to above reason. And then we begin to truly see the world as being in some sort of connection, in bestowal, in some hitkalalut, mingling. We begin to see some correction in the general system of the souls, and it's not imagination, it exists as well. All those states exist. It just depends on those who see it or don't see it. It's like a baby compared to a grown-up. A grown-up sees many more things in the same reality where he is physically with the baby, but the baby doesn't see it. So are we. We only discover things that already exist. Nothing changes. Only from the perspective of the attaining individual.
I return to myself, as it said, to add in bestowal, to add more to this degree of above reason. Do I understand it correctly?
What you had within reason, you now rise above reason. And in this, and this above reason becomes your new reason. Your new view. It's a new degree of reason. What was above reason becomes your reason. And then you can imagine what is even higher than that in faith above reason. So, Malchut always rises to Bina, so to speak. And when you are in Bina, you say, no, that's not enough. I want a higher level of Bina, greater faith, above reason. And that's how you constantly rise each time.
Maybe I'm asking for a permanent state of bestowal to be in?
No, there is no such thing. You can't rise if you're constantly in bestowal. You have to feel that you are in bestowal and reception. You rise on the degrees with 2 levels. What was in me? Now I am in reason. I elevate myself to faith above reason. It becomes my reason, my new reason, my new degree. I ask to rise from it to a higher level above reason, to faith, and that's how faith becomes reason. Faith becomes reason. It is Malchut that rises higher and higher and higher to the levels of Bina. Start working, and you'll see we have to start implementing it in practice. You'll see how Rabash writes it. Read this excerpt 73 several times until you see that. Well, if you have questions, by all means, no problem. A person goes back to his own state. Let's read it again. Once man has come to feel the importance of spirituality, bestowal above reason, which is called, one should always establish the praise of the Creator, meaning how great spirituality is, how great the upper force is, great in terms of its value. Then is the time when a person must shift to the left line. What is the left line? Meaning he must criticize how he truly feels within reason the importance of the king. Meaning what he felt now in above reason, the way he imagined spirituality to himself, does he feel it in his current state, his real state within reason? The importance of the Creator? The importance of the Creator that you measure compared to that. If he is truly willing to work only for the sake of the Creator in his current state. In spirituality, he imagines it this way, that then he can work for the sake of the Creator, for bestowal, for the sake of others, for everyone. When he sees within reason that he is bare and destitute, that he doesn't want any of it, he doesn't care, he doesn't yearn for it, that state, when he sees the importance of spirituality, that spirituality is not important to him within reason, within his own degree. But it is only above reason in him. That calculation, the gap between the degrees in his feeling, in his understanding, in his mind and heart, when he feels the gap between the degrees, that calculation can create in him deficiency and pain. Why am I not in it? And for being in utter lowliness, when he sees this, the gap between spirituality and corporeality, that gives him the ability to give a heartfelt prayer for what he lacks, because he really lacks desires to rise to the spiritual level.
Try to express it specifically in the state where he sees that he's deficient, when the gap is revealed. Then talking about the opposite state, when he doesn't lack it, he doesn't want to bestow. I don't want to be there. I'm good where I'm at. What is that state?
You don't want to be in spirituality.
Yeah, that's what appears.
Very well. Very well. You came to the doctor and now I'm telling you what to do, just like with a patient. So I'm telling you, it's very good that you feel that you're not, don't want spirituality, you're not lacking it, but you know a little bit about what is spirituality compared to corporeality, and you know that you don't want it. There are such things. I remember that I would constantly smoke, and then the doctor told me, you have to quit, you have to quit, you have to quit, for many years. And I wouldn't quit it. So there are times when a person is in the bad but doesn't recognize it as bad. So there's a difference between being in the bad and recognizing the bad. So you're not in it yet. It's enough for you to stay where you are. What do? You've got the group, you've got the lessons, and you continue more and more and more, and the reforming light influences you, and you will come to want you even want, because you see that your friends are already asking questions that you don't even imagine these questions. And they already understand my answers. And you have no understanding about these answers. You don't have the questions, so you don't have the answers as well, etc. So out of envy, you will start wanting because you don't have it. It will awaken at some point, in some way, for sure. But the fact that you say, I don't care, I can remain the way I am, I'm happy this way, that too is a spiritual state. It is a spiritual state. Even the state of I prefer to die than to live is also a spiritual state. So keep going, and that's what's important. Just keep going. And what the mind doesn't do, time does. And the lights constantly work. And the more you're in the 10, and the 10 draws the lights, they influence you. So don't worry, and you'll advance together with them. I mean, these lowly states.
We constantly check ourselves relative to the 10. We need to understand that the Creator is arranging all of it for us. There is no one besides Him who determines our states, both individual and collective. And if I feel that I'm not in connection with the 10, then it's arranged from above. But the fact that it's arranged from above doesn't mean that I need to calm down. Oh, the Creator is doing it for me. Rather, He arranged it for me so I would advance. And each state that we feel, the worst possible state, is felt in us only as a means for advancement. In each and every degree, whatever it may be, it's a means for advancement. And I need to rise higher from it. And the worse the state, the higher the leap I can make from them. So I recommend to you not to enter into your feelings, rather stay on track, be more heroic. That each time, whatever I do, I need to act. It's coming from the Creator. He's arranging my inner world, and I need to locate, scrutinize, what should I do? That's it. Whether or not I know it, also in the connection with the Creator, I need to scrutinize it. And that's what I do. Make the Creator a constant partner with you in all the states. You never let go of Him in the lowest point and in the highest state. And in between the two, you're always with the Creator. Then you will see how successful you can be. Our problem is that
it gives you a bad mood because it's a clash of values, because you know you have to give. How do I rise to Bina? What's the technique?
I can't tell you more than what I'm telling you. All the rest you need to find in your work. Truly, in those efforts, there you will find the correct behavior, the correct actions you should do. And then you read again the verses that we are preparing for the lesson, and you'll see in them the trail, the straight trail to implementing them, realizing them. But I have no more. I'm explaining to you things that are extremely realistic. Everything that's ahead of us on the path, try each time to realize them. each time, let's say 20 times a day. Imagine that you are in the state of reason. What does it mean, above reason? How do I ask the Creator to be above reason? How do I check myself? Where am I, and where should I be in faith above reason? How do I activate my prayer? What is it for exactly? What are the elements of the prayer? What are the details I'm asking for to change? Try to chew it, and then you'll begin to feel what is in all those states. And don't ask me about each and every tiny detail. Try to understand by yourself, to feel. A child does not wait for the grown-ups to help him. Rather, he's constantly trying to do things by himself.
Work in the way of the Creator. Those who engage in Torah, not necessarily in order to know the rules and customs, how to observe the mitzvot, commandments, but have another exalted role, that they are learning Torah in order to correct the heart. These are called wise-hearted, since everything is named after its action. For this reason, the Torah they learn with this intention is called wise-hearted and not wise-minded, since they need the Torah in order to correct the heart. Again, those who engage in Torah, not necessarily in order to know the rules and customs, how to observe the mitzvot, commandments, but have another exalted role, that they are learning Torah in order to correct the heart. These are called wise-hearted, since everything is named after its action. For this reason, the Torah they learn with this intention is called wise-hearted and not wise-minded, since they need the Torah in order to correct the heart.
This is actually the whole purpose of the wisdom of Kabbalah, to correct the heart, to correct our desires. And the mind altogether is some instrument that helps us correct the heart. Because the Creator created the desire, and the mind just...
The table of questions, question number 69. What are the four b'chinot in the will to receive? What are the four b'chinot in the will to receive? First, the light from the Ma'atzil emanator expands as light of Chokhmah, being the general sustenance that belongs to that emanated being. Inside it, there is Bchina Aleph, the first degree in the will to receive, called the first Hitpashtut, expansion, or Bchina Aleph. After that, the will to bestow increases in that light, which in turn draws light of Chasadim from the Ma'atzil, from the emanator. This is called Hidgabrut Aleph, the first intensification, or Bchina Bet. Afterwards, that light of Chasadim performs a great expansion, namely illumination with illumination of Chokhmah. This is called Hitpashtut Bet, the second expansion, or Bchina Gimel, the third phase. After that, the will to receive that is included in the light from Hitpashtut Aleph, the first expansion, intensifies and completes the measure of the will to receive. This is called Hitgabud Bet, the second intensification, or Bchina Dalet, fourth phase.
This is a very big thing that we're learning now. And it includes within it the whole of creation, every part of creation. They're all made up of the four discernments, the four pchinot. There can be no less than these four. These four pchinot later become the ten sfirot. But actually, it's the same structure that does not change. It's unchangeable. And it cannot be more or less than that. Why do we have these four pchinot? Because the will to receive that the Creator created is opposite His desire to bestow. And it's not just opposite the will to bestow, but if it was opposite the will to bestow only, then it would receive within it the benefit from the Creator, would delight by it, and it would end there. But he is opposite from the desire to bestow of the Creator, as he feels himself as opposite. Meaning it's not enough that I enjoy from the fact that I receive from the Creator, but with that, I feel that I am opposite the Creator. So to the extent in which I am opposite, I enjoy more from that which I receive. And therefore, the desire of the Creator to give me pleasure evokes in me the desire to receive pleasure. And as much as my will to receive is greater, I feel more taste, more pleasure in the feeling that I receive from the Creator. But with that, I begin to feel that I'm opposite the Creator in my qualities. And that's already opposite, meaning there's a matter of feeling the fulfillment which comes from the Creator, and with that, to feel that according to my nature, I am opposite to the Creator. And because we have these two tendencies that are opposite to the, in the Creator and the creature, hence we have four phases of development, as two of those stages are the giving and receiving from the side of the Creator, and two stages, which are the response upon the reception from the Creator from the side of the creature. And this is what we find in the four pchinot and their root, which is called keter, which is called bestowal or shoresh, which comes from the side of the Creator. So to start with, we have the development from the side of the Creator towards the desire that He created in the creature, which is called keter. And there, only bestowal from the side of the Creator is felt. Then, we have the recognition of the nature from the side of the creature, which is opposite to the Creator and wants to be like the Creator, which is Bina, which is revealed in such a manner. Then we have a special expansion from the Creator to the creature called Pchina Gimel Zeranpin, in which this comes in a combination between the light of Chochmah and the light of Chosadim, and then already the desire to receive, the disclosure of the will to receive in the creature, which come as an awareness that he is opposite to the Creator. There are many such discernments. This is how the whole of creation is in these four discernments. And certainly, thousands of books wouldn't be enough to explain this, because what we have in these four pchinot is then revealed in all the worlds, in all the partsufim, in the shatterings. Every single thing, it is all rooted and is in these four pchinot. And then it's just revealed and...
Friend is asking, is it important to scrutinize in the 10 the gap that exists between us and the Creator? Will that help our advancement?
We should attain these things from our inclination towards connection. How else will you measure your relation or your distance between you and the Creator? You measure it within the Kli. As much as you want to reach connection, then you'll discover how much you're outside of connection. Then it will become clear to you the gap between you and the Creator, and you can raise it as a prayer, as man. Because in this man, you have man is meinukvin. You have both the will to bestow, the will to connect, and you also have a desire to reject it, the will to receive. That's why it's called man.
Again.
Yes. The salvation of the ark from the flood in the work means that there is the matter of above reason. This is regarded as wanting to walk with his eyes shut, meaning that although reason and the senses do not understand what our sages tell us, they assume upon them faith in the sages and say that we must take upon ourselves faith in the sages, as it is written, and they believed in the Lord and in his servant Moses. Without faith, nothing can be achieved in spirituality. This discernment is called Bina, which is covered chasadim and is called desiring mercy. Chafetz chesed. This means that he does not want to understand anything and says about everything that it is certainly God's chesed, God's mercy, that he does with him. Although he does not see the chasadim that the Creator does with him and with the entire world, he still believes that the Creator leads his world with private providence of benevolence. As it is written, and all believe that he is good to all, the good who does good to the bad and to the good.
In practice, each and everything that I feel in life that I don't like, I feel pain, I feel not satisfied, something doesn't quite work out for me, it is a sign that the Creator is portraying a situation for me where I need to reach faith above reason so that I accept this situation with joy, with understanding that the situation is actually good, that anything bad that I feel in the world, and it doesn't matter what it is, in which manner it is bad, by elevating myself to faith above reason, I relate to it as good. And indeed, it is good, and I don't want to change it. This is how I have to correct each and every state that the Creator establishes for me. And the Creator certainly, each and every time, will disclose to me states that are worse and worse, and I need to elevate myself each time to above reason, higher and higher and higher. This is how we, as we call it, rise on the or climb the mountain of the Lord, meaning we rise all the way to Ensof. Each time the will to receive is greater, and I feel myself as less good, and I elevate myself above it, with faith above reason, with the force of Binah on top of the force of Malchut, and this is how I feel myself as good. This is considered that in each and every state, I turn the darkness into light, the bitter to sweet. And it is all, as we learned today in the first lesson, it is all only through rising to faith above reason.
Yes, how to be drawn to the correction in faith above reason rather than externally organizing our pains or troubles, whatever is putting pressure on me.
Well, you need to do that as well, by the way. You need to do that also. I now received a report from the police, a fine. Let's say I was walking in the street without a mask on. So instead of paying them and taking care of this, instead of this, I go with faith above reason. Is that going to help you?
No.
In our world, you have to take care of these things according to the laws of our world. Because in our world, for the time being, these laws are according to the general public, the general kli. Until we correct this general kli, these laws will not change. So in any case, you have to correct them, you have to keep them and actualize them.
But what should we do with the troubles, the pains, if it grabs your whole brains and heart? And
so go to the doctor. The doctor was given the permission to heal.
So I'm asking how, aside for going to the doctor. That's clear. I'm going to the doctor. I'll do that immediately. The problem is the doctor is filling my whole mind and heart. All I think about is the doctor.
So this is a problem that Rabash writes about and Bala Sulam writes about it. The person who goes to the good expert doctor and he gets a medicine for him and he takes that medication along with that, he hangs everything on the Creator. Remember that?
Yes, so that's exactly the question. How can you do that?
Well, try it out, and you'll see that many times it works. And if it doesn't work, it's a sign that you're not properly arranged, not with the Creator, and not with the doctor, and not with yourself. You need to see all of these things that they're dressed one inside of the other.
The more we talk about faith above reason, it becomes more and more unclear how in a bad state you go above reason, because the transition is acute, it's sharp. There's a jump here, a leap.
It's actually the other way around. The bad things help you to go to faith above reason more. It's not in order to run away, but in order to justify the Creator.
How not to run away?
Well, so for the time being you are running away, but later on when you raise yourself above it and you start to feel a little less of this bad state, then you have a place in your mind to start to justify the Creator, who is doing it for to you in order to shake you up and elevate you.
But in the meantime, running away, but what will cause a person not to run away?
That doesn't depend on you. You can't help it. You can't help it. But later on, you do what you need to do.
So it's natural to run away? That's how.
Of course it is natural. Of course it's natural. You can't help it. What can you do?
So what can a person do when he sees he's running away and he's incapable of even coming closer to the group?
Okay, let him run away with his desire, with his awareness that he is running away. Yes.
And that's it.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Don't shut your eyes towards any situation. Yes, I'm running away. Yes, I'm not capable. Okay, I'm running away. But later on, what do I do? You see? There are many such states in life where we run away, where we're not capable of coping. But after you run away, you can scrutinize, calculate. How come? Well, I wasn't able to do it. A person, after all, is very limited, very weak. Who is he, all in all?
And should I later be sorry that I was in this state when I make this calculation?
So you calculate, but no, you shouldn't regret it. First of all, you calculate and you say, well, the Creator did this to me. He gave me a state which was beyond my power. So I couldn't do anything else, but only I ran away. Now, what should I do now? Once I'm no longer in that state, ask of him that he will make me stronger. Actually, I don't think that I'm going to grow stronger because I saw how weak I was. And this way, a person advances in a more truthful manner.
What should a person do with his emotions if he feels it's eating him up?
Ah, so you have pride. You have pride that you're eating yourself up, that you're not a hero. And what? And if you would overcome, then you would be in a lie, that you are stronger than the Creator. He gave you something, but you were able to overcome it.
So I don't understand, where am I wrong? Not looking at the situations correctly?
No, that's right. Good. Yes. Accept it that you're weak and you need to get help.
Read that, please.
Hay un lugar para una crítica suave y dulce con los amigos de manera gentil.
Is there a place for sweet criticism about the friends or for the friends?
Yes. To pray for the friends that they will have the strength to come, but also to talk about it together, when you are together, about how can you nevertheless strengthen yourselves. Yes? How is that possible? I realize that it's not simple, but you will find out that it is possible. It has to enter you as something that is simply customary. I must invest these 3 hours in order to advance to spirituality, to eternity, to wholeness, to correction, to the Creator. I have to invest this out of my life every day, 3 hours. Especially that now we're not, we don't have to travel to our center. We're all sitting in our home. So what's the problem? The Creator gave us such a relief. I am sitting at home getting a personal service. They're talking to me, teaching me. I can connect with the friends. Look what's happening. Look what the Creator did. That's on the one hand. On the other hand, don't think that because of this it would be easier for you. Because we will have to pay to complete for all of these facilitations that we're now sitting at home. Seemingly it's easier for us. In some form, we need to...
Раф, если можно, в продолжение вопроса Дуди.
Вот приходит. Раф, if I may continue Dudi's question. A situation comes, and I see that I'm running away from it. Time and again, and again. And I understand that that it will happen again, and I'll run away again.
Также понимаю, что я собственной силой.
And along with that, I also understand that by my own forces, I don't want anymore, and I can't even overcome it. Where, even theoretically, where is this point where I'm of a change in my work with these states?
First of all, it is the Creator who is arranging it for you. And whatever He's arranging for me, it is all for the good, as much as I'm capable of agreeing with it. And even if I run away, to some extent, I know that I am running away, and the Creator will take it into account, and also, nevertheless, with His mercy, He will correct it somehow. So the most important is, and it's written about it, the most important is, do not leave. Do not quit. Just don't leave the framework. The fact that you are each and every day in the lesson and pretty much in all of the states of the group, that's the most important. By this, you already advance. You already come and you put yourself under the influence of the Creator. Let Him do with you whatever He wants. Like Play-Doh in the hand of the artist, that he shapes it into some form, a form of Adam, of human that he wants. Let him do it. I'm willing. I myself cannot do it. But let him do, let him make out of me something. Go ahead, at least in such a passive way. In such a passive way. And later I tell him, raise me to the degree of faith, to the degree of bestow, so that I will be like clay in the hands of the potter. And keep working on me. This way, that way, whichever way you can do it, whichever way I'm capable of it. And let's advance. The person who subdues himself towards the Creator's actions on him, and he says that I agree with everything, however, I myself have no strength, it's a very great thing. And this way, he will advance. I'm telling you, everything is ahead of us, the whole world.
Our work in our thought about faith.
Well, we can control it a little bit, only through the connection between us. And if out of the connection between us, we can ask the Creator, that is the most important, more powerful, most correct thing. If the group comes together and it asks for forces from above, from the Creator, there is nothing higher or stronger than that. Not each one, but rather, all in all, the group. If he turns to the Creator and says, we want this and that, but together, all of us. Like little children, hold each other by the hands, like you do in a circle, right? And say, we want this and that from you. You will see how much this corrects you. Try it out. This is something great. This is according to the rule, each shall help his friend. You need to talk about it together, all of us. All of you, throughout the day, you connect for 15 minutes and you talk about what does it mean, faith about reason, how do we rise to a higher degree, which this is what it is really, a higher degree is called faith. The present degree is the degree of that reason. How do we rise from below upward each time more and more? How do we do it? How do we actually do it? That's it. This is what you have to talk about between you, in the group. And then it should be clear to you. And each one should say a few words, and out of that, suddenly you'll start to feel that the friends are speaking more clearly than what Rav said during the lesson. Yes?
No. Also, I wanted to know, does this also mean that we are about to encounter a new state and we have to be ready for it?
We're doing it each and every day, and we're advancing ourselves to the degree of faith above reason. so that we will start to live in it. Certainly, now, in the meantime, we're studying, we're trying somehow, but we need to practically rise to it. This is already called the next world. From Malchut to start to establish Bina.